Sandman Mattress Factory post-match interview.
The first question, Shorty, do you know a good physio?
Shorty, no one can. Do with last week.
It should work, actually. Can you treat yourself?
Yeah, well, maybe will give me a rub. I'll ask him to rub me during the week, which should be good.
You're soft.
Yeah, he'll tell me.
What's your initial diagnosis on yourself?
Oh, yeah, just felt a little pop in my hand me in the last quarter. Just sort of caught up with me, so I don't think it's too bad.
Ribs, we believe.
Yeah, he had broken ribs 2 weeks ago, so they're just reaggravated, so I think he'll be fine.
And Shaker?
Yeah, he's got also had a tight calf that's been sort of hanging around for a month from a corky, so he'll probably be similar.
And Will Burson came off of that ankle late?
Yeah, no, that's just Libby. He will niggle and carries on, and then he's good to go.
I did see him writhing in pain on the sidelines, clutching at his ankle, and the board coach goes, "You'll have to get back on."
He normally says, "I'm alright," so he'll be more responsible.
Yeah, I was saying it's about taking a ticket down there as to who was the least injured, but and you were a bit being very restrained because at one stage it looked like you were coming back on, and his truth said, "You're not coming back, are you?"
Yeah.
So it was interesting. What really will you take away from that and say you're a lot better on it?
Oh, look, I think you can after the quarter time. It's I think it's a bit of a shock. It's just away early and we're playing the last soul for you. Falling back early, I think it's leaking.
And one thing he said in the rooms just afterwards, I had to listen, he said how great to have such a coachable group. Obviously, you had to take a quarter time, point some things out, give them a bit of encouragement out there, however that might look. And they responded, and then at half time again, all some things that you obviously mentioned as well. So for you, in terms of coaching and playing, if people are taking those messages on board, to being successful.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm obviously can see it, that jump coming, but often, with one, not many losses here, and the other person position in the last world where the game is too hard to come back from, often it's a fair bit of growth, and that's also more feel like there's a in the family years of the past,
Sam, our mattress factory speaking with NC coach Geordie Kerris on K-Rock Footy. Here's Matty Kershaw.
Geordie, I'll take you back quarter time, and you spoke about the emotional side of what you do at quarter time, but strategically at quarter time, you changed a few things up. I think the first quarter you had 24 uncontested marks and only the 8 or 9 inside forward 50, so you weren't generating much forward movement. There was a lot of sideways hold-up movement, and I think in the next quarter you only had maybe the 10 uncontested marks, but you had 13 inside forward 50, so you generated a little bit more ball movement going inside forward 50, got back on the scoreboard, started hitting the scoreboard. Was that the strategic change chat at quarter time?
We changed structurally around the ball. You know, we brought a winger in plus one that didn't work, so that was sort of congesting things and then sort of making a little bit of chaos, and then we sort of went stock man on man around the ground, which helped. But when our mids get going, like, you know, really hunt the ball and have good method, we're I feel like, you know, I think ranking wise or, you know, statistically, we're the best mids in the comp. So that generated our territory, and then, you know, we got plenty inside 50 off the back of that. So I think, yeah, definitely around the ball, it was a flip. It was almost like, you know, comparing apples with oranges first and second quarter.
Yeah, I suppose. I mean, clearance-wise, I'll just take quick stats. It's always going to be different to the Premier data. But I think first quarter they were 11-5 in favour, and then I think the next quarter you guys were 6-13 in favour. So you turned the contest at the stoppage as well, and that probably helped you probably with a bit more direct football as well. So that's where probably you got on top. In the momentum swings during games, I mean, the first quarter was all in, second quarter was all you, then it was, you know, goal for goal throughout the rest of the game. How, during games, do you as a coach or as a player try and, you know, flip momentum, stop momentum first, and then flip it your way? How are some strategies you might use in a game?
Oh, look, as a coach now, I honestly just go out there and actually try and be the best player for our club now. Naturally, I'll, you know, be loud and boisterous to help, you know, out there. But I've been told that the best output that I can give is when I'm out there playing. So, look, I felt like the rest of the momentum just throughout periods of those games, and then I felt that if that. So, I felt like we had control. I felt like they were slowing down, their ball movement slowing down. We told them.
Oh, look, we're going to train once a week for a couple of weeks. That's it. I think it's really important, local footy. You know, guys do put a lot of time and effort in. I'm really proud of our boys. I haven't had a lot of messages where I've copped the, you know, Tuesday, Thursday night message that I can't make it, or, you know, those things that we deal with as coaches. And they've been resilient. And I think, you know, coming down Anglesey, there's no locals down there, so they're all travelling. So, you know, I'll let them do what they need to do for the next 2 weeks, and then you know, we'll have one night a week training, and we'll hit the ground running in that third week coming to Port Arlington. And yeah, I think mentally and physically it's just as important as each other.
How do you compare where you sit at the mid-season bye this year compared to last year?
I think very different. We're, you know, I think our depth is a lot better this year. Just depth overall. You know, we had four guys go out today late.
We know.
Yeah, sorry about that.
You were playing funny buggers.
I just...
you didn't respond to my message about your changes. No. You didn't want them knowing Ashby. You didn't want them knowing Ashby was playing.
No. I didn't want them to know that. I know that Ray Maxigona, I knew, you know, it was nice of him to book a holiday before I got 2 weeks off, so that was good by him. And
it's community for you,
manager. That's right.
Timing.
So, you know, we had four guys literally go on holidays before. I think my first presentation, I said to them, we've got a 2 week bye, so don't go away before that. I think good karma comes back. I didn't hit him up, get angry at him, so it's worked out. But we never know, like, we've had some guys step up, so
yeah, that's right.
But probably you know, I think today was a good example of when our game gets going. That was our finals type of footy. We're really hard to stop if we get on a bit of a run, so hard to compare, obviously, when you think about some of the guys that aren't out there with Noffy and Feeton and a couple of guys. But I think it allows, you know, you see Josh Jasker go back now,
I sort of blame him for losing games because he made me play him as a forward for the first 10 games. But, you know, if you see him out there now, he sort of, you know, patrols things pretty well.
Was that the scenario for him to come back? Did he say, I've got to play forward?
Yeah, it was. It seriously was.
And then you said to him, bugger off.
Nah, literally three weeks ago, I said to him, even though we lacked depth that week, and I played my card to him and said, you're either playing twos for the rest of the year or you're going back. And he goes, can I think about this? I said, you've got 30 minutes to think about it. And then he came to me after and he said, oh, look, I'll go back. And then after he got best on that week, he said, you weren't going to drop me, were you? I said, nah, probably wasn't
he's
that week.
He's a born defender.
Yeah, he's born a born defender. That's right. Yeah.
Lockie Smith was huge today.
Mm. Yeah, I was, do you reckon, did you kick four, was it?
Five.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah,
two,
no.
Two in the third, two in the second, and one in the last.
Okay, yeah. So, yeah. No,
Lockie will know.
Lockie, yeah. I'm surprised by that, but... no, look, I thought Lockie was okay. I mean, he kicked five from the mids. It's a pretty good effort. Yeah, he's still got some things to work on now, getting back to his game. He's, you know, he's been battered and bruised for, you know, a majority of this year. So it was good to see him get a bit of reward from us because we've been asking him. He kicked something like 30 goals last year and he's only kicked a couple this year. So good to see him hit some form, yeah.
All right. Speculation around Taylor Adams has been doing the rounds around town that he potentially could be an Anglesey player in the future. Well, the short term or long term, is there anything to that speculation that has come across our desk?
Yeah, look, we ran that thought. We ran it through Tay's manager. Tay reached out to me. I don't know whether he was just going through a bit of a crisis when he decided that he was actually retiring, and then he felt like he could give back a little bit, but. Yeah, look, I think there's some obligation to his contract that holds him at the AFL. And next year, look, I'm not too sure what it looks like, but we'll wait and see. Hopefully he's playing round one in the blue and white.
Kerris, Adams, depending on what the 35 for Geelong does.
I think he's still a few years left.
No, he's playing for the Cats next year. He's not
playing. No, he's played too good this year. Yeah. I'm
absolutely
really disappointed.
Yeah. You wanted him just to play forward and just play quiet.
Yeah. He can take my string today and then maybe he'll be done for next year, but we'll see.
Geordie, appreciate your time. Congratulations on the win this afternoon. We'll see you, no doubt, come September, if not before, but a cracking game of footy you've provided this afternoon. Really appreciate your time post-game.
No, thanks, lads. Always a pleasure to have you guys out here.
Jordan Kerr is joining us on K-Rock Footy. Thanks to the Sandman Mattress Factory, two convenient locations, St George's Road in Norlane, Marshalltown Road in Rovedale.
Sandman Mattress Factory post-match interview.